Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. D-O-C-D-A-L-I. For those of you who have been listening to my show over the past 9 years, how long have I been on air? 11 years? Wow. I love marketing and I love PR. It's just something that I probably would have gone into if I didn't go into medicine. I just love the nuances and the art and the psychology behind it. I just think marketing and PR is incredible. And I think marketing and PR pervades everything we do. You know, we do it when we try to, you know, get our kids to eat their vegetables. You got to kind of market the vegetable. You got to kind of do the three E's, right? You know, where you engage them. Then once you got them engaged, you could educate them and then you could enlist them. And that's why you got to eat your vegetable, you know? And, you know, like tune in. Right? I got to engage you. Then while I have you engaged, I can educate you. And then I'm like, okay, we'll tune back in tomorrow. So ads do that. And with advertising over the years, I don't know if you've seen some of these sexist ads. I kind of try to compile some of the most sexist ads out there in the past. I understand why they were done. Not a fan of what they did. But during the 40s and the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, and even 80s, 90s, teens now, there's been sex stereotypes used pervasively in advertising. And advertising is usually one of the last industries to progress when it comes to these things. I mean, women have not wanted to be on the floor with a shoe. I think one of these ads is Keep Her Where She Belongs. I think that was an ad from the early 1970s. Okay, women weren't putting up with that in the 70s, but the ad was provocative. It got people to look. It got people to watch. And sometimes in advertising, they will go against the grain to get you to look and to get you to notice. Remember, advertising's goal is to engage you, to educate you, and then to make you buy the product, enlist you. It's all about the three E's. I've taught you guys about that. And I don't know if they teach that. I just came up with the three E's because it was just easy. E-E-E. So when you look at some of these ads, and I mean, you know, you see, you know, a woman serving a man in bed and she's on her knees serving the food. That was like a tie, right, ad. You see another woman, it was the Van Heusen shirts. She's naked behind the shirt. Yeah, you know, they'd use naked women. A lot of these pictures, they're naked. The car, there's car ads where what does a woman look for in a car versus what a man looks for in a car. Okay, you kind of look at that like, okay, kind of insulting, but, you know. Then there's a VW Bug that's beat up on one side, and they go, you know, at some point your wife is going to drive home. So apparently women were bad drivers. I don't know where that came on, right? Even though the majority of accidents at the time were done, you know, by the people driving to work, and if they were male, it doesn't make sense. You saw there were ads on personal hygiene where, you know, a woman's being left by her husband because she didn't use douche. So that was an ad for that. You see women getting spanked, women don't leave the kitchen. I like this one from the war effort. I love the war ads. Turns out you gals are useful after all. Now, okay, all right. So you look at these ads and you go, how the hell did my mom or grandma or great-grandma put up with that? Well, for the same reason we put up with sexist ads now, okay? We, in society, want to play a role. We've been doing amazing in terms of of, you know, progressing and changing the roles. I don't know if you've been watching a lot of the ads. They're not very provocative. You're not seeing a lot of breasts. You're not seeing a lot of, you know, they're trying to make ads more funny. But I'm hearing from a lot of people, especially in the ad industry, you know, people are finding the ads boring. KFC, I believe this was in Australia, earlier this year, January 2020. So we're talking this year, had what they called a sexist ad. Apparently, it's a woman who, there's a car that has a reflection. So she's fixing her butt, and she's kind of fixing her breasts. And then all of a sudden, the window goes down, and there's a couple little boys in the car, and the mom is like, really? And they, so apparently, they were told to take down that ad because there were breasts, and they were, but it was a popular ad because I guess that's what people want to see. And the funny thing is not a lot of women had a lot of issues with that ad, because how many times has that happened to us? We see a car, we see a reflection, so we fix ourselves. I mean, I wouldn't be fixing myself that provocatively outside, but it's something that we've done. And so, you know, in terms of an ad, yeah, maybe we don't really need to see a half-naked woman, and I think it's completely inappropriate for them to involve kids and that, but it made its mark. It did what it's supposed to do. It made you think. It was provocative. So, you know, we've done great movements to not use gender stereotypes and get rid of the, oh, she's a housewife, and so she needs to buy this, or he needs to be the macho man and all that. But the funny thing is you're going to see that come back in ads, because they're going to notice that people do like to fit a certain tribe, all right? Guys do want to be looked upon as sexy. Women want to know what makes them sexy. So when we see eyelash commercials and we see that we can make our eyelashes look really good and then that woman looks beautiful, yeah, that might be sexist and that might be stereotypical, but I got to tell you, that's what's selling the mascara. When I go and I buy mascara, I don't know one from another, but if I remember an ad where she had really big, beautiful eyes, and then you saw the guy go, okay, yeah, let's go on a date or whatever, it's still going to sink in. So if we have a society where they're still sexually charged, then any of these advertisers can introduce sex back in the ad and have a successful ad. So we might call it sexism if they talk about women being in the kitchen, etc., but it's not going to be called sexism, but sex and macho and stereotypes, they're going to come back because people are going to notice that they're not selling their products when they're neutral. It's shame. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel that's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so one question I received over the last few days is, will COVID cause cancer? Can COVID cause cancer? And I think people are a little bit on edge. Because we heard that Jeff Bridges tweeted a couple days ago that he has lymphoma. He's positive. He's very positive about it. He's told people to vote. He's grateful for his medical team and his family and the support. And he believes his prognosis is good. But you hear Jeff Bridges has lymphoma. Dan Bongino, former FBI agent and radio personality and Fox News contributor, he also had come forward saying he has lymphoma. Rush Limbaugh's lung cancer has progressed, and so people are kind of going, gosh, you know, oh my gosh, Alex Trebek had pancreatic cancer, all these stars of cancer. Listen, when you look at the incidence of cancers and how often it happens, we're still way below the normal realm. In fact, I think we're having an underdiagnosis of cancer because people aren't going to the doctor. And so, you know, lymphoma, you have a lymphatic system, which is kind of the trash receptacle system in your body where infection kind of goes to this intricate network, gets out of the tissues and the blood, goes to the lymphatic system to get dumped. And the lymphatic system can grow tumors, lymphomas. And these tumors can be deadly, but luckily many lymphomas now, we have so many different ways to treat them such that prognosis can be good, especially if we catch it early. Dan Bongino had a tumor in his neck. He had thought it was a lymphoma. I forget how big it got. They biopsied it. He had tweeted that it looks like lymphoma. I don't know if we've heard much more about his diagnosis since then, but we're thinking that's his working diagnosis. I don't know if it's Hodgkin's or non-Hodgkin's, and there's various different forms and types, follicular, et cetera. So that'll also kind of weigh in on what his prognosis will be. With Jeff Bridges, I don't believe we're getting a lot of information on where his lymphoma is. Signs and symptoms of lymphoma could be fatigue, could be shortness of breath, could be rapid heart rate. When we caught lymphoma in a person's chest, they thought they had an anxiety attack. And we're like, you know what? Your heart rate's high. Let's do an EKG. Let's check your lungs. And then it turned out it was lymphoma. It wasn't a panic attack. And I'm not saying people with panic attacks have lymphoma. But, you know, if you have a heart rate, if you have some trouble breathing, if you're fatigued, if you're having weight loss, if you're having flashes and kind of hot flashes, if you're not menopausal and you're having fevers and you're having, you know, chills and things that don't seem right, they could be, in rare instances, a lymphoma. So there's a lot of different symptoms that we look for with that. Rashes, itching, abdominal pain. Unfortunately, there's so many things that can mimic. So, again, we recommend you get a physical. You know, don't treat these things over the phone. I'm a huge fan of telemedicine. I think telemedicine is amazing. But, you know, don't call up a telemedicine provider saying, I got the flu or I got COVID. You know, because I'm having some trouble breathing and I'm having, you know, sweats. Trouble breathing and sweats could be pneumonia. It could be a panic attack. It could be lymphoma. So, you know, telemedicine doctors are here and we're here for you. But if we ever say, look, I think you need to be seen, don't give us a hard time like a lot of you guys are doing. So do I believe that COVID does has the potential to cause cancer? I do not believe COVID caused Alex Trebek's cancer that happened before COVID, or that we knew about COVID. I don't believe it caused Dan Bongino's cancer. I don't believe it caused, you know, Jeff Bridges' cancer. Do I think there is that potential? I do. Once I heard that there might be a link between COVID-19 and diabetes, because there were two people who were healthy, no genetic predilection for diabetes, all of a sudden becoming type 1 diabetics needing insulin after their COVID illness. There might be something to that. So if COVID has the ability to destroy cells within the pancreas, what else does it have the ability to do? Now, again, this is not scientifically sound. We don't have any studies on it. I think they are studying it. Do I think the potential is there? I think there is always a potential for a virus to possibly be tumorigenic or carcinogenic. However, that doesn't necessarily mean COVID-19 is, okay? And like I said, I don't think it has anything to do with any of these celebrity cancers that we're hearing about. All right? So I hope that kind of calms you down a little bit. But the big answer to that question, and I'm glad you asked it, is nobody knows. And we hope not. Which is kind of why I'm on the side leaning towards try not to get exposed. Okay? If you don't have to do it. This isn't like the chicken pox where you want to get it so it's not worse later on. This is different. Okay? Now, in other news, the CDC has redefined what exposure is. So when we contact trace or we don't let you go back to work or you have to quarantine, it's based on if you've been exposed to somebody with COVID. Now, the exposure wasn't really defined very well, but we were kind of under the impression that if you had been around somebody for about 15 solid minutes, and you were within 6 feet of that person, you got exposed to COVID. So that's what we were using. The CDC changed that now. And mind you, guys, give the CDC, be nice to the CDC. Okay, if I worked for the CDC, I'd be like, what the hell's going on? Okay, I mean, look, this is a new virus. They're getting the same questions we're all getting and asking, and they're trying to figure things out, and they're trying to come up with guidance. So, yes, the guidance is going to evolve. So be nice. Cut them some slack, Jack. So rather than them saying, look, you had to be 15 minutes in the room, they changed it to cumulative. Where if you were a minute here, minute there, minute there, and all those minutes added up to, I believe, 15 to 17 minutes within a 24-hour period, that's considered exposure. So let's say many of us don't, you know, hang around our spouses that long. We're like, hi, what's up, what's up, what's up? Or when we have sex with them, it only lasts maybe like 2 minutes, okay? If you high-fived them when they came home, if you shared a glass of wine or a sandwich for 3 minutes, you went upstairs, right, to maybe take a shower. Then you go, you know what, let's do the hibbity-dibbity. Had a 2.5 maybe, maybe there was some foreplay. Maybe it was 5 minutes long. Then you're like, that was great. I'm going to go watch Netflix, right? Then you watch Netflix. And then you come back and maybe you cuddle on the couch. If you add all those little minutes and seconds up, and it comes to 15, CDC calls that exposure. So, no, we needed that clarity. We really needed that clarity. So, apparently there was a 20-year-old male correctional officer in Vermont who had several brief encounters with six inmates who later tested positive for COVID. So the event happened late July to mid-August, but the CDC apparently contact tracing might not have happened because there wasn't a full 15-minute period. And I guess now the CDC is just trying to kind of loosen the exposure guidelines. So, I mean, how do I feel as a doctor? Well, you know, seeing what flu has done and colds have done, I mean, you know, somebody says hi to you, I think you get exposed. I mean, I think an exposure can happen in a millisecond. You know, we know these viruses transfer by respiratory droplets. I do believe the virus is airborne, will float in the air for a little bit. You know, somebody toots in an elevator, gosh, that could last for like 20 minutes sometimes. So there is no way a coronavirus isn't, you know, also hanging around. So I think an exposure can happen. Now, the longer you're exposed to somebody who's sick, the higher the chance you do get, you know. I mean, obviously, it's viral load. It's very quantitative in terms of, you know, the more you're exposed, the higher the probability. But it's also qualitative. Some of these viruses are very, very, you know, wily and smart. All it takes is one smart one to just kind of latch on and get in there. So for the CDC to relax its guidelines, it's appropriate. However, so this is what they say. They say somebody who was within 6 feet of an infected person for a cumulative total of 15 minutes for more than a 24-hour period starting from 2 days before the illness onset, all right, for asymptomatic patients 2 days prior to test specimen collection until the time the patient is isolated. So that basically what this does is it helps us with coworkers. So, you know, if you had a coworker and you're like, oh my gosh, they were sick, and the boss, the employer's like, oh my gosh, I can't be closing down the whole entire factory. Well, they could, you know, who was within 6 feet of them, who worked with them and cumulatively had about 15, 17 minutes of exposure. Those are the people who we would test and have isolate. And honestly, we need that guidance because otherwise no place, I mean, honestly, what we're going to be dealing with now with flu and cough and cold season and COVID season, nobody's going to go to work. Because everybody's going to be sneezing and coughing, everybody's going to be assumed to have COVID. So if we want any company to still be able to stay open and people to still be able to work and keep our power and keep our food supply chain going and keep our hospitals working, they had to kind of be a little bit more academic about what an exposure meant. We have a little bit more news on the vaccine. Apparently, we're being told that now they're looking at a vaccine, deadline of this spring. Again, not to everybody. So while we're still kind of dealing with the vaccine, we got to still isolate and, you know, do all the rest of that. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, let's go away.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All 12 Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee voted to approve Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination Thursday. Next is the full Senate confirmation vote on Monday, the final process for ACB to become a member of the United States Supreme Court. Democrats were told by Democrat Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to boycott the hearing, leaving no one to oppose the nomination. Schumer was hoping to prevent the committee from establishing a quorum. The boycott was unsuccessful at stalling the federal judge's confirmation to the High Court. The Hunter Biden laptop with scandalous emails enlightening Americans to the Biden's business dealings with Communist China, the Ukraine, Russia, and more have been validated by another source. Former business partner of Hunter Biden confirms the emails are authentic. Lieutenant Tony Bobulinski says, quote, "I don't have a political axe to grind. I just saw behind the Biden curtain, and I grew with concern with what I saw," end quote. USA Radio News. The final presidential debate will be tonight in Nashville. The big question, since mainstream media is ignoring the story, will President Trump bring up the Hunter Biden laptop and his scandalous emails? White House Communications Director Alyssa Farah tells Fox News, yes.
I do think we are going to, whether it's asked or he has the opportunity to bring it up, he's going to get into this issue of Hunter Biden. The American people need to know if the Biden family in any way is beholden to China. I mean, this is our biggest geopolitical adversary. And the fact that most of the mainstream media is just refusing to cover this story is gravely concerning, but the president's willing to bring it up himself if necessary.
The Tampa Bay Rays, Los Angeles Dodgers World Series Game 3 is Friday at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas, the first World Series neutral site since World War II. The series is tied at one apiece after Brandon Lowe hit two opposite field home runs in the Rays' 6-4 win Wednesday. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you were watching the news yesterday, and I was, you know, because I'm kind of getting ready for the debate and trying to see what the heck is going on, all of a sudden we heard that the FBI was going to have a special press conference on the election. We're like, what's going on here? Yeah. FBI, we really didn't, Fox News didn't really have much to say, not much of the news outlets didn't have much to say. And then Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe got behind the microphone, and he said that both Iran, and Russia have obtained U.S. voter registration information in an effort to interfere in the election. And they said Iran was posing as the far-right group Proud Boys. I don't know much about the Proud Boys. They've been aligned with the far right. And they said that people in Iran were sending intimidating emails to voters. Now, Ratcliffe appeared alongside FBI Director Chris Wray and said, and this conference was just kind of, just out of the blue, said that Iran was responsible for the email campaign, made to look like it came from the Proud Boys, as well as spreading disinformation about voter fraud through a video linked in some of the emails. He said the data can be used by foreign actors to attempt to communicate false information to registered voters that they hope will cause confusion, chaos, and undermine your confidence in American democracy. He said, we have already seen Iran sending spoof emails designed to intimidate voters, incite social unrest, and damage President Donald Trump. This is the FBI. He said, you may have seen some reporting on this in the last 24 hours, or you may have been one of the recipients of those emails. Now, apparently, some of the emails come from an info@officialproudboys.com. And if you see a tagline, vote for Trump or else, don't be clicking on that. Now, this is what is so crazy about what's been going on. You know, there has been this big push that President Donald Trump is a white supremacist, that he supports white supremacist groups, etc. And so when we see, and I've seen an uptick in white supremacist graffiti and propaganda, people will say on social media, you see what Trump did, and then you're kind of wondering, okay, now wait a second. Is this put up by the other side trying to make it look like, you know, there's all this support for Trump from the white supremacist side? You see what I mean? So you almost wonder when you see things like this, what's really going on? Remember this was a few years back, where I believe President Obama and a lot of Democratic leaders were given suspicious packages. And then the news said, we caught the guy. He has a van with all these Trump stickers on him. And you're like, what? And we saw the van, and the stickers look brand spanking new. I mean, you know how you see a bumper sticker from the 1970s? Right, you know, or even like a 10, 15-year bumper sticker. You know, I mean, it's kind of old, and I understand Trump wasn't running for office that long. But the bumper stickers, I mean, there was like hundreds of bumper stickers. And they were just all kind of neatly put on. And it's almost like somebody set up a van or a bus. And I don't know, maybe the guy was, maybe he supported Trump and he was sending all these fake packages to all these people. But it just kind of smelled of, wait a second, is somebody trying to make Trump look bad? You know, like the Jesse Smollett attack. You know, he had claimed that he was attacked by people wearing MAGA hats. You know, the average Trump supporter isn't really wearing a MAGA hat. I know tons of people who support Trump. Nobody wears the hat. So when somebody says, you know, I was attacked by somebody and they were specifically wearing a MAGA hat saying, go Trump, that's not what people say when they attack somebody. People attack somebody, they're going to say, you know, they're going to call you a name, they're going to call you, you know, they're not going to pick a political figure and say, I'm doing this for, it just reeks of setup, or, you know, somebody kind of changing the, you know, I mean, you could be attacked by somebody, but saying, oh, yeah, but they were saying, yeah, go Trump. Really? They'll really stop to do that? So it just, some of these things, you almost start to wonder what's going on. So I wasn't surprised by this. Now, Democrats and other former intelligence officials have accused Ratcliffe, who used to be a former Republican congressman, of selectively declassifying intelligence. So the committees, the Homeland Security Committee, had criticized him. The Democrats said, do not listen to him. They said, to clarify, these election interference operations were clearly not meant to harm President Trump. So, you know, is Russia involved? Is Iran involved? I'm sure if you had liberals sign up for President Trump's speech, this was before COVID, to get tickets and then not show up, If they were able to do that over the internet, I am not surprised that there are people in foreign countries also manipulating things over the internet. I get that. What we don't want is anybody taking any of these things seriously. If a person really feels like them voting for Trump will mean they're going to get attacked, then unfortunately we're going to kind of see very similar behavior that we've already seen thus far. There are people who work in places going, I will never let anybody know how I feel politically. They are scared to death. When Deborah Messing said we need to out those people who are supporting Trump, outing? What are we talking about? Are we lynching people now? Is that what there's a call for? So unfortunately, many people on the right already know that they have to be a silent majority, or they have to kind of keep their cards close to their chest. And, you know, they know that they can't be very vocal because they're going to be accused of everything, anything from being anti-woman to being racist to being, you know, who knows. And so when you get an email saying you're going to get attacked, that just kind of adds that extra layer. But, I'm not surprised that Russia, China, Iran, there's sources messing with so many things. And I wouldn't be surprised if somebody's messing with computers and messing with links. The U.S. government said Iran was also responsible for spreading misinformation about voter fraud through a video leaked in some of the emails. He said, sad but true, but bad actors continue their attempts to undermine confidence in the election, now with a misleading video. So, you know, I'm nervous about the election because I don't want fraud. I am noticing, though, that people are nervous on both sides of the aisle. Democrats and liberals are concerned also, and I see they are wanting to make sure that their vote gets in. They're, you know, everybody's kind of making special efforts, you know, to make sure that their vote doesn't get sullied, because that's you know, a point I've been making for a while. You know, this isn't just a Republican thing or a Democrat thing. If there's going to be fraud at the ballot box, okay, you know, that's just not one party. Fraud could happen on all counts, you know? And then you could have people that just want to mess things up just to mess things up. So, Representative Ted Lieu, a California Democrat, had accused Ratcliffe of trying to change the subject. He said, I had a strong impression it was much rather to undermine confidence in elections and not aimed at a particular figure. He said, I'm not surprised that D&I Ratcliffe said that at his press conference, if he did. So the back and forth, unfortunately, I bring this up because the one thing that I think Democrats and Republicans should unify on is no fraud in an election. I think everybody wants to know that their vote is going to count. I think we could all agree on that. Now, you might have people going, I don't know if Biden's going to win, so do what you can. You might have people thinking, look, I don't think Trump's going to win, do what you can. So, unfortunately, we have those bad apples. But if you really want to find something you can unite everybody on, I think the average American does not want their Democrat or Republican vote sullied. They want to know that their vote is going in. And they want to know that whatever the election result is, it was really done fair and square. That's what I think the average American wants. But nobody seems to be kind of pulling together on that. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Now, this is weird. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Did you guys hear about this beetle that you could drive over and it just doesn't die? Apparently, in a study published in the journal Nature today, or yesterday, researchers have found a diabolical ironclad beetle. And it has such crush resistance that you could drive a car over it. So the beetle has this dark, bumpy exoskeleton. An endoskeleton is like us, where the skeleton's on the inside. Exoskeleton is where the skeleton's on the outside, and then all the gooey, soft stuff is on the inside. So the exoskeleton looks like a charred rock. So it doesn't really look like the most appetizing piece of food. But there's some certain structural marvels. And they say many beetles can fly and their wings are encased within elytra, a protective tough cell. Flying is a defensive mechanism for beetles, allowing them to escape predators. But the ironclad doesn't have wings. So usually what it does is routinely plays dead, relying on its ugly, charcoal-looking exoskeleton to keep it safe. Actually, I think it's kind of a good-looking beetle, but, you know, to other animals, it's ugly. Now, according to David Casilius, professor of material science and engineering at the University of California, Irvine, they say the ironclad is a terrestrial beetle, so it's not lightweight and fast, but built more like a little tank. The beetle's exoskeleton is so tough, it has even presented some issues for entomologists hoping to display them. They're like little tanks. And researchers discovered that this beetle's exoskeleton could withstand 150 newtons of force, or 39,000 times its body weight. Three other species of terrestrial beetle was only half as resilient. So they did some 3D imaging, and they used like a micro CT, and they focused on the elytra, and I guess they just found that the way the materials were fused together, it had a winding, twirling structure, and it kind of looked like a jigsaw puzzle. And they said when you lock two pieces together, and the likely point of failure is at the neck of the jigsaw piece, but they said that there was this suture underneath it that seemed to kind of keep it strong. It held up. It transferred the stress of the weight across the entire region rather than allowing it to crack, and then the beetle's neck was protected. So I'm not sure what type of car they used. Somebody said that they used a car to drive over it. I don't know. But, wow. I mean, these beetles are getting smarter and smarter and smarter. The insects are going to rule the world. I really believe that one day. Not aliens, insects. Now, how are fish doing? Well, there is a grouper named Miko. He's 16 years old, and he looks grumpy. And he is grumpy because apparently he ate all his friends. He's in a Finland aquarium. And because the aquariums are kind of closed to the public, they say he's lonely. Even though that's kind of yet to be debated on how much animals like to be around the public. But they said that they thought he was sad. So they threw him a birthday party. And they found that actually cheered him up. So it looks like maybe some of these animals do want to, I don't know, see other people or objects. I have no idea. So apparently they gave him a salmon cake. That was like his birthday cake. It was salmon. He just completely engulfed the little delicacy and didn't have to share it with anybody. Now apparently he arrived at the aquarium in 2007 because he's huge. He was 3 feet long. He weighed 35 pounds. And the pet store that was his former home had to give him up because he outgrew all their tanks. So at the aquarium, he was fed 3 to 4 times a week, was given squid and small fish like herring, mackerel, or whiting. But unfortunately, he had an appetite for his neighbors, and he ate a venomous lionfish. Now, we've seen these groupers, swallow sharks and all sorts of things. But after the lionfish incident, they put Miko into a tank all by himself. They decorated it with balloons. They have streamers. It says happy birthday. And he's just sitting there in his tank, I guess, waiting for another piece of cake. So if you guys are into it, you can watch his birthday party. Apparently he has fans. Now, who doesn't have fans? Well, have you guys seen Borat? Borat was a movie in the early 2000s that had some funny scenes, but it was kind of hard to watch. It was a little too disgusting. And you know, Borat is kind of known. Sacha Baron Cohen made his claim to fame. He's actually a very, very talented man. He could sing, act. I mean, he's very artistic. But he became famous by spoofing others and, you know, pretending to be from Kazakhstan. This was in his movie Borat. And pretending to make out with his sister and things like that. And, you know, some disgusting stuff. And he apparently, throughout the years, when people let their guard down, would pretend to be another, shall we say, I don't know, a diplomat or something, and people would fall for it. Well, if people recognized him, unfortunately, now he's using other people in his movies to dupe and get people off guard. Well, Rudy Giuliani was the next victim. And apparently he fell for an embarrassing prank. And apparently this is going to be released. People are going to be able, are going to watch this on Borat 2 that I believe gets released online Friday. And apparently Giuliani met a young woman who was posing as a reporter. Now, Giuliani is not married. But apparently this reporter was pretty. And so they both go into a hotel room for drinks. The woman invited him. And it was after an interview with Giuliani. He thought it was a real interview. So it was interviewed about the coronavirus pandemic, Trump's response to it. He's 76 years old. And then you could see him and her take off the microphone. And then apparently there were some compromising scenes before any sort of, I guess, interaction happened between the two. Borat, I guess, comes into the room screaming that that's his daughter, and she's only 14. Now, she's actually 24. She plays his daughter. Her name is Maria Bakalova, and she's an actress. And so Giuliani, oh, yeah, so Borat comes in going, she's 15, she's too old for you. So Giuliani quickly gets up, appears startled, you know, and then apparently Borat was, like, you know, in this pink outfit, like lingerie. He asked him, why are you dressed like this? And then he basically leaves. So that's going to, unfortunately, now being all over the Borat film, how they were able to dupe Giuliani. Now, I really don't know, you know, what the point is to these. I remember, was Borat sued by fraternity boys? Was it, there was a scene in the first movie where he meets up in, I think, a Winnebago with some fraternity boys, and they were saying some very compromising things about slavery, about women, and so I don't know what happens after, you know, the lawsuit. I don't know if the lawsuit actually fell through, but, you know, when these dupes put you in a light that were not very, shall we say, you know, conducive to you having a career later, anyway, so I don't know if anybody's even going to watch this Borat sequel. Like I said, the first one was kind of hard to watch, but just, you know, people, if you have a drop dead gorgeous woman who invites you to a room, just, you know, verify the age. Everybody always thinks, oh, this won't happen to me. You know, we teach everybody to have confidence. We teach everybody to go, you know, look, you know, you're a stud and you're a, you know, just have that level of suspicion. Because I really think there's people out there that try to dupe everybody, you know? If somebody looked like Michael Fassbender and said, Dr. Dahl, you're the most beautiful thing I ever saw, I want to believe him. I shouldn't. 1-877-DR-DAHL, don't go away.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.